Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now. This is Sonia Sophie, and today, once again, I am here with my wonderful friend, Kundalini Master Yoga teacher,
Christina Sergun Powers.
And today, before we get into today's topic, which is the holidays, it is November 6th. This is being recorded in 2015, just in case you're listening to this at some other time. And we are about to head into the Thanksgiving and Christmas season. So we will be talking about anything that comes to mind for that. And there are lots of things, lots of topics. So we will spend the next 6 weeks or so talking you through, talking ourselves through the holidays so that we can enjoy them instead of going insane. And before we get into that, I just want to give a quick heads up or let you know what's going on with the new podcasts that are coming out. I am having the jingle created and a new logo. The blog is being updated and being set up as we speak. So within a week or so, the new topics are going to start up and it's going to be great. I can't wait. So stay tuned for that. And for now, let's talk about the holiday season. Christina, what do you have to say about the holiday season? What comes up when we say holidays?
Well, it comes up as family and friends and sharing, and it wasn't always like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like an evolution in my spirit, I would say. I don't know necessarily the family, but I guess in my core family unit, you know, when you go back, and there's a wonderful experiences I remember as a kid, and then as you become a teenager, there become some not so wonderful experiences, and you kind of when you grow up and suddenly you don't see the world like a big cartoon in Disneyland, you suddenly your eyes are open and you see some, you know, harsher things in the world, and so yeah. You have those experiences, and you go through your 20s. So as I had my kids, I tried to develop what we call traditions, and I wanted to break out of whatever traditions there were and establish new traditions of what had meaning to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do things like go to Gurdwara, which is in the Sikh tradition, and we would share food and bring food and do chanting and do Bhangra dancing and, you know, have a really wonderful time with a lot of people that are in the Kundalini yoga community. And we would do regular things like going to Griffith Park and seeing the lights, you know, the lights come up, and then we would go up to Angeles Crest Mountain and we would do hiking and we'd collect pine cones. And I was just trying to pay attention to the things that were important to me and my kids and where we kind of resonated together. And then we would add in friends, you know, friends would come along with us. And then it seemed like we were starting to have Thanksgivings and Christmases with our neighbors. You know,
I remember a
couple years in a row where we had everybody came together at a neighbor's house and we would put long tables together. And we would have 25, 30 people sitting down. And it wasn't a particularly big house. This isn't like somebody who had a mansion house. Mm-hmm. This was a small apartment. and sitting down together and, you know, moving in and around each other. And it was wonderful. It didn't have to be this big, elaborate thing. Mm-hmm. But just sharing and talking with people who kind of were coming together, you know, kind of like minds. It doesn't mean everybody has to be thinking on the same, but that's just what I think for me has evolved over the last, I want to say, 18 years, 19, 20 years.
Okay, so let me kind of bring together what I heard you say or what I heard you say.
And yeah.
You tell me if that's what you meant. Basically, it sounds like what you did with your family was, number one, you did not let someone else dictate to you how your holidays were going to go because of traditions that other people had established.
Correct.
Then you did not seem to put much emphasis on the commercial part of the whole holiday season that is being sold and pushed onto us from, particularly in America or in the Western or developed nations, TV, media, radio, wherever. You did not pay attention to that, but instead paid attention to what do you and your children need kind of as a soul food in this moment.
Try to, you know, it's always right. A work in progress, especially when you have teenagers who have their own commercial ideas
exactly.
And their expectations. Yeah, I try. It was easier when they were younger. They were willingly accepting mom doing the weird stuff.
Exactly. So we're gonna probably talk about that again in another episode, how to manage expectations. That's a good one mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah.
But that was your intention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then thirdly, that instead of being defined by, oh, it's the holidays, I need to, it's just family and my family is only blood family and that's who hangs together and everyone else, not so much. Maybe I'll give some money to someone, but you opened up and other people were opening up to come together as a community.
Yes.
And celebrate the holidays together. And by the way, that is how the holidays were being celebrated many, many, many years ago when communities were still communities before we got all broken up into and sold this lie of separation and had to then kind of create these nuclear tiny family things with the most elaborate, you know, holiday schemes
right, and
ever.
And the competition with
and the competition.
Yeah. And that was, that is a very beautiful experience because it doesn't just happen one time. It was repeatedly. And then I just continued to repeat the pattern in ways. And, you know, we had a Thanksgiving once out in the woods up in Angeles Crest 2 years in a row. If my beautiful friend, Heidi is listening. I had a dream about her. I have, you know, she's far away in Pennsylvania, and she and I did the first Thanksgiving out there in Angeles Crest, and we continued that tradition for a couple years, taking our food up there and you know, friends. It was friends and our little family units. But in my, you know, ancestry, which is the Nordic, Swedish, Germanic, you don't bring in outsiders. you know, they're very, you know, cliquish with their family, and they don't like to have the outsiders come in. And so I kind of grew up with that thing, you know, when someone would bring a friend, it's like, you know, you'd see grandma go, who's the friend? And, you know, the eyes would narrow and the silence would come in and this, you know, strangeness that I thought was strange. And so as I grew up as an adult, I thought to me, I wholeheartedly want to include family and friends. Friends are family.
Mm-hmm.
Family.
Exactly.
Family should be friends.
Sometimes friends are more family than family.
Right. And so that's, and you know, and then moving way out here to California, living all of my adult life since I was 18, I mean, that's how it kind of developed. My friends became my family. There was a familyness about it. And, mm-hmm. You know, that's just how it evolved in me.
Good. Great. And so, for the listeners to hear a little bit about my background, I am looking at the whole current American and now also European holiday madness a little differently, also because I grew up in former East Germany, so the whole commercial madness was non-existent over there. There were things like oranges that you could only buy from December 6th to New Year's, and they weren't available any other time of the year. So when we got an orange, it was like, oh my gosh, it must be Christmas. So, you know, so part of that was really great because we didn't have a lot of material things ever and or access to. And so more things were more special when they became available in small quantities during that time. But I do agree that we also had this very close family kind of thing, and you were by yourself on the 24th with just your family, mom, dad, and the kids. And then on the 25th, you would go visit one side grandma. And on the 26th, you would go visit other side grandma. And that was it. Yeah. And there wasn't... And everybody had to be with their family. So why would a friend be with you? Because they needed to be with their family.
And what was wrong with them?
Exactly. Something must be wrong, very wrong, if their family doesn't want them around on Christmas. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that is the thinking behind
it. Same thing with my family.
So that was true for me also. Mm-hmm. And then... talking about Thanksgiving and being here in the United States. Now, in the meantime, I've been here for 22 years, more or less, with a 3-year stay in Italy in between. But 22 years of celebrating Thanksgiving, not having a family here, we always had to celebrate Thanksgiving with other people that most of the time were also from Europe and didn't have a family. And then that's what we did. We said, well, it's Thanksgiving. We have 4 days off. We're not really feeling anything about it. We could take a trip, or we could just invite all the other Europeans who are at home not knowing what to do either. And then we'll just have a Thanksgiving feast. And that's what we most of the time did, except for my 6-year stint in the military. I experienced Thanksgiving the military way, whichever way it looked like in that year. And so the Thanksgiving holiday for me has always been different than if I would have grown up here in America. It has a completely different meaning. And some part of that is fun because I get to make up in the moment whatever I want that holiday to look like for me. No strings attached, no traditions, no family that's calling and telling me you should be doing this or you need to be here for us and do that. And so my question to you next is, when you were doing what you were doing, did you have any type of backlash or, you know, people from your family that were trying to pull you at certain times into, well, wait a minute, you should be doing this because you're part of our family? Or do you know anyone who maybe was struggling from something like that?
For me, no, because my whole family is back in Illinois. And so the only, you know, blood relatives I have here are my sister and my now nephew and my mother. And so they were kind of in different spots, and they would do their own, you know, thing. Now, my mother was the only one who was, we need to do this, we all need to come together. So, yes, she was the element, and that was an incredible amount of pressure. And at times, to be honest with you, I didn't even want her there because it seemed to just permeate and, I guess, ruin what I was trying to do. I mean, it was always this battle. So whenever that came up, she's like, oh, we should be doing this, we need to be calling so-and-so, we should be, you know, this whole thing about should we fly back or all of this. And I'm like, well, this is the way I'm doing it, you know. Or, you know, she said, it has to be this way. So it was a battle whenever she would come to the holidays. And, you know, quite honestly, I purposely would not invite her, and, you know, she would go do her things because it was just too much energy for me to feel like I could neutralize. And but the other thing too, and so not to say that I think wiping out all traditions, but there were certain things. I mean, I have wonderful, fabulous memories of my family's gatherings, both Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then, you know, we would also do the Easter holidays too. But, you know, the foods. There was the foods that were, you know, the expectation. There was a food and the recipes and the love that went into that. My grandmother put a lot of love into those recipes. And there was a lot of love in the family gathering. And they were, you know, it was a big family. So there was a lot of, you know, love and, you know, seeing everybody that we hadn't seen, you know, in several months or maybe since the summertime. So bringing certain foods, you know, bringing those into what we do. And then also mixing it, because they were definitely not in the health conscious way that I am, but kind of shifting and looking, how can I change this recipe? How can I bring it into a conscious, healthy, nutritional, but, you know, delicious tradition that it was, that it came from. And so that's what we've been doing the last few. So now that my kids go, oh, you got to have the broccoli casserole. You got to have, you know, the fruit salad. You got to have this or that. You got the green bean casserole.
Now, that's what they have grown up. So yeah. When they are older, they will remember the way you did the holidays for them. And their thought about what a tradition or what a Christmas or Thanksgiving tradition is already completely different than what you thought about what a Christmas or Thanksgiving tradition is, because you have had such different experiences.
Yeah, and I just noticed the last year that we did it, you know, they were like, okay, you know, when we put Christmas decorations up, they're very attached to the Christmas decorations, which is what I was too. I remember putting them out, they were sealed
Me
up
too.
In this way, and these were very old decorations, and now I see how they remember all the decorations that I seal up, and you know, you think they have no care about it, or the stockings that you put up, you know, and we do those commercial things too. Or, you know, collecting the pine cones or going up here, just things that they remember that we had done year after year that, you know, they didn't seem to care about. They suddenly somehow started to care about.
Yes, exactly. And so I want to throw in here, traditions, there is a place and there is a, sometimes it's a very important place that a tradition has, because it gives us that feeling of belonging and the feeling that things are still okay, particularly in this world that is now changing so quickly from year to year, technology and this and that, the way we do things, the what's happening in the world changes so quickly that being able to go back and say, oh yeah, this is what we do every year is great. And the only time we say, oh, you know, maybe just break your traditions is when you feel or you've noticed that now, sometimes partly due to that the world changing, sometimes because a tradition was never a good one to begin with and we don't know where it came from, is that to free ourselves from those traditions that we know aren't serving us in a positive way today. It is completely okay for you listeners, for us, for you, Christina, for myself, and for everyone that we know, to just let go of those traditions that are harmful, hurtful, that make us remember traumatic or dramatic times, that then if we go back into how does our brain work, if we keep remembering these traumas or dramas, that those loops are creating the synapses firing in our brain a certain way, you know, influencing our thoughts, our actions, our results in life. So there's a whole big reason why we should drop immediately any type of a tradition that brings up negative emotions and memories of bad things that happened to us when we were children. Those traditions, it's okay to let them go. It's okay to make up new ones. And yes, make up new ones. Replace a tradition that you're letting go of with another tradition. Why? So that you can now have the benefits that a tradition can bring, which is that knowing that, hey, this is always there. The 24th, the 25th of December comes around. This is what we do. But it has to be something that is infused with good, positive, loving energy.
It's a memory and it's a celebration of something. And
yes.
When that tradition is no longer a memory and a celebration and continuing on that energy, then it is not serving at all. And it becomes something that is laden with guilt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what we think, you know, that for me, that was the breaking out of it. You know, why?
Excellent point.
And so, you know, I think people do get stuck in that, and that's why they think, oh, the holidays, they suddenly start feeling this pressure. And, you know, we'll probably go into deeperness in talking about that and how our immune system lowers, because then we sink into the sugar, you know, binge and filling up with that. And then the immune system lowers even more. And then people come out of the holidays and they're ill for months at a time.
Exhausted.
So it's layered, and it's not unconnected. It is all intricately connected. So I'm so glad you brought this up right now, so that when we go into the holidays, we already start off with something that's going to be completely different.
Yes.
It's our mind.
Exactly.
It's the way in which we think about it and approach it.
Yes, exactly. And that is why I wanted to bring up this topic, because I have seen people struggle with this by thinking that they need or must do something because they're getting that idea from somewhere, either from a tradition or from the media. And they forget to be themselves, or they forget that they have the right to be themselves. We have the right to be ourselves right now in the moment. And that is the only way to be able to live a life that we love. We cannot possibly be in love with our life if we're constantly doing things that we are only doing because we feel that we need to do them. Because there is a tradition behind it, or there's guilt, shame behind it, or there is a media push behind it so that we can keep up with the Joneses or something like that. And that is exactly why within the next weeks we will continue into this topic. And for today, we're actually out of time already. But I feel that we gave you something really good, some good food for thought already that you could start thinking about and evaluating the traditions that you are about to celebrate, re-celebrate, bring out of the box, or maybe now leave them in the box for this year and maybe think about what could I do instead that would be awesome for myself, for my family, and for my friends.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, we want to invite you to come back next week. Listen again. Sign up on iTunes if you haven't, or go to podomatic.com and look for Love Your Life Now podcast and share it with your friends. And most of all, we want you to love your life now.